And now for some news about NPR itself. NPR announced a major restructuring today and revealed it's about to lay off about 10% of the workforce. Our CEO, John Lansing, cited a drop of $30 million in projected advertising revenues. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins me. And David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, but this is a tough day, as you know, here at NPR.
Yeah, look, it's a real loss, as John Lansing said in a memo to staff. I've been here over 18 years. It's the toughest cuts I've seen. It's probably the toughest since the early 80s. What we know is not a lot, except about the extent of it. And what John Lansing said to me was that it would not be uniform across. He wasn't just going to take a hatchet and do the same across all divisions. He wants to be strategic and thoughtful about how it's done. But, you know, this is necessarily going to be us doing not only less with less, but reconfiguring how we do it. He said that this is going to be really the focus of how NPR restructures itself in a significant way.
No. What does that actually mean when he says he wants to be thoughtful? He doesn't think this will be uniform across divisions. Can you decipher what he's actually envisioning?
We don't know. We don't. What we do know is three different kinds of strategic priorities he's placing on it, if you pack them together. One of which is that he's talked about NPR's North Star, and that is that both as a sense of mission and a sense of purpose, and also as a business proposition, NPR has to deepen and broaden its audience to, you know, seek younger and more diverse audience base, and that's the way in which he sees building for the future. And he said that since he arrived in the fall of 2019. He's also talked about unifying its newsroom with its programming side. The programming is where so much growth has happened lately, particularly in the podcasting division. But these divisions in some ways are artificial. A lot of our colleagues doing journalism are doing so under the rubric of podcasting, but it's still really part of a greater journalistic function.
Sure.
And so there's that. And he says, you know, this was part of a strategic element beyond, where he wants to integrate NPR more fully with its stations, integrate both in terms of what we do content-wise, but in terms of raising money and distributing our content online.
Okay. So 10% of the workforce, that's going to add up to about 100 jobs. As we know, NPR is not alone here. There are a whole lot of media companies in a budget crunch. How does this news today from our newsroom fit in with a broader picture of our industry?
It's been a real crunch. You saw hundreds of layoffs at CNN. They killed their projected streaming service called CNN Plus. You saw 7% cuts at Vox Media, 6% at Spotify and at Gannett. And you saw these huge cuts at these huge other places, Google, Meta, Amazon, Microsoft, that also rely on advertising dollars. It's one of the first place corporate executives cut when they fear the economy going soft as they have lately, even though unemployment remains very low.
That is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, thank you for reporting on NPR just as you would any other media company.
You bet.